And we've got Highland FM's Artist of the Month, Ross Webb, on the line. Hi, Ross.
G'day, Lee. How you going?
Really well, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks for having us.
Hey, I really love that song, Old Bill. It's about your grandfather, right?
It is, yeah. He lived in a little town, or so did we at the time, a little town of Tarkata, which is down near Wagga. And, Pop was a very inspirational person because they said he had polio when he was only one or two.
Right.
But he went on to sort of run, you know, heaps of businesses when he was sort of in his adult life, and loved his footy, and he was... He could never play footy, obviously, but he was involved with the Group 13, as it was back then.
Yeah, right.
On the judiciary and on the committees and so forth. Yeah, and he ended up having the ground in Tarkata. Not that it's a big place, but had the ground named after him. So.
Oh, is that right? Oh, wow, what an honour. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Good. And actually was named after him before he died, which is a bit unusual.
Oh, isn't that, well, that's a nod to him, isn't it? All of his
it is.
All of his time. As what a really nice way to pay tribute to your grandfather through a song like that.
Oh, yeah. I must admit, when I was sort of writing it, it was because I used to get on really, really well with him. And he was just a funny bloke, and he'd stir, you know, everyone up about whatever, and he was just sort of a great guy. So, and I said, yeah, he was just a good man to be around. And I said he sort of loved the little town of Tarkata, and he sort of loved being involved with everything that was going on. So
Aww.
It was just sort of something that I was pretty proud to sort of write.
Oh, isn't that great? And that's you know, that's what I really love about local musicians, and particularly Australian musicians, just you know, sharing our stories about our family or where we're from, or, you know, things that have happened. It keeps them alive in a way.
It does, yeah, because even though I've got an album out at the moment, I've got an idea, and I sort of started writing a little bit of songs. It's literally about, I don't know, I guess my life and journey as it is, so from a kid all the way through. So I've sort of got a concept there, just got to work on that for the next one. So.
Oh, well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Ross, we've got your songs up on our website, highlandfm.org.au, under Artist of the Month, and these are the tracks that you're going to be pulling together for your On the Deck album coming up.
That's right, yeah. We've got, I think it's seven all up on the album. There's two versions of a song called Cowgirl Angel, because we had the original song, I think it went for around about 5 minutes, so we did have to shorten that up for a radio release. So there is two versions of that on there, the radio release and the original recording that we did. But, so I hope everyone jumps on and has a listen. I was just checking it out actually today to sort of make sure everything lined up okay, and it was I was really happy with how it's all come about. So, yeah, hopefully listeners get on there and have look at what I'm doing.
Oh, that look, the presenters at Highland FM love your music, and they'll be behind it over this month. In fact, one of the presenters just popped their head in and said, oh, I play Ross Webb's music all the time on my program.
That would be Kevin, would it?
That would be the Kevin Daz.
Kevin's been a great supporter of mine over the last couple of months. So, yeah, take my hat off to him.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, we're going to really enjoy playing your music this month on Highland FM. All the presenters will be supporting the initiative. So tell me a little bit about Ross Webb and how you got started in music.
Well, yeah, it was by default, to be honest. I was a good friend of mine. He's not in the Highlands anymore, but he was a local muso in the Highlands for years and years and years, and that's Johnny Spitz. And he used to sort of, obviously I'd go to a lot of his gigs, so I played cricket with him, all sorts of different things. And he used to drag me up every so often, sort of have a bit of a sing. He said, oh, I think you need to probably take this a little bit more serious than what you are. And through his help, managed to get a first gig going around about in 2013, so 8 years ago. And he put the band together, he put everything together. We just did a lot of work for about 6 months. And once we done it, like, I was as nervous as no tomorrow. Like, I don't think I've ever been so nervous. And,
it's a great story. It's really, you know, really one of your mates just invited you up on stage and got you started.
It was, and he put the band together, and the first gig, I literally had not rehearsed with the band until the day of the gig, and it was all thrown together, and there was a few little hiccups in the show, but I must admit, after that, I got the taste for it, and I thought, yeah, I've got to give this a bit more of a crack, so I sort of concentrated on doing some stuff by myself, and then got a couple of friends involved, and it has evolved from there. So probably from around about 2000 and I'm guessing probably about 18, we've sort of had the options of having either full bands or trios sort of to be able to go and perform a gig. So it's been really good. So
fantastic. And tell me about the band that you're sort of playing with now. I can see on your images there you've got a few other band members with you.
A lot of them are just local musos as well. Like, there's a good mate of mine, Ali Saunders. He's been with me for probably since 2015, and we sort of kicked along just as a duo there for quite some time. And then a bloke I used to work with actually in the bank, his family, I literally call him the Partridge family, because every member of their family is just a brilliant musician, and that's my own family.
Right.
And their son, Ben, sort of comes on board, and he's written a lot of the melodies and music to all these tunes that you can hear on the new album On the Deck. Okay. And his dad, Pete, plays in the band, and they're all locals. There's Pete Wheeler's our drummer. Bob Rogers is also chimes in and sort of plays banjo and mandolin, and he sort of does his own thing. Like, you can go out to Berrima and once the gig sort of start, you can go out to the Surveyor General any sort of second week, and you'll see Bob playing out the Surveyor.
Right. Okay.
And Benny Malone, as I said before, he's a great musician in his own right, and he's got his own music out, and he's just great to have on board, and he does his own gigs as well as the stuff he does with us. So.
Well, it sounds like it's a heap of fun to be involved in.
Oh, it is. Actually, we've been missing our practices. We normally practice every Monday, and we haven't done it, obviously, since, mid-August. So yeah. We're hanging out to sort of get back together and just have a bit of a jam.
Yeah, I bet you are. And so tell me about the songwriting process. How do you actually, collaborate with the other guys in the band, or how do you come to, start a new song?
Yeah, well, I'm not a musician. I just sing, to be honest. And all the songs that have been on this album, apart from the covers, have been put together pretty much by Ben and myself. So Ben's the music behind the song, and I'm the lyrics behind the song. So
yeah, right.
I sort of get an idea in my head, and sometimes those ideas come very randomly. I mean, Backyard Party, for example, was literally myself just sitting out on the back deck, thinking, playing with the dogs, having a few beers, and listening to some songs. And I thought, there's got to be a song in this, I'm sure. And literally just wrote down some words and on an iPad, and sort of let it evolve from there. So
yeah, right.
And Ben's just got a great ear for it. Like, I'll have an idea of sort of the sound that I want and give him an idea of sort of what I think the sound should be, and he sort of runs with it, and then we sort of just let it sort of take its course from there.
Oh, it sounds like a great collaboration you've got going there.
It is, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's awesome. I want to ask you about this song, Cowgirl Angel. Mm. It's a story about Dolly Everett from the Northern Territory. What inspired you to write a song for her?
Well, this actually came from, because it's co-written by Christine Eccleston, and Christine Eccleston's a local. She's a Southern Highlands local, and she writes a lot of poems, songs, stories, you name it. She's got a great catalogue of stories and that, and she actually sent this to me as a poem, and just sort of said, do you think you can do anything with this as a song? And, we had to do a few adjustments to the lyric side of it. And then, I put it to Ben at the time, and I sort of said, what do you think of this, as a potential song? And he has done a magnificent job of the melody to this particular song. And, given the circumstances around Dolly and what happened with her, and, it's all around cyberbullying and things like that, and the impacts that it can have. And we just thought it was a good story that needed to be told, particularly with everything that's sort of gone on in the last 18 months as well.
Exactly,
Everyone's sort of locked up and cooped up and dealing with different things. And the last thing they need is that sort of cyberbullying scenario as well. So
exactly.
We just thought it was a very good story to get out there.
Oh, what an incredible tribute to that young girl.
Oh, it is, yeah. And we were sort of, I must admit, when we were recording it, we were all sort of in the studio. Actually, we're down at Cookwell recording it, and when it all sort of come together, we were all just sort of sitting around, sort of looking at each other, thinking, yeah, that sounds pretty damn good.
So, yeah.
I'm very happy with how it played out.
Yeah. It's a beautiful tribute, It's this is why songwriting and storytelling is so important. I think, and it's an Australian story, and it's there's a lesson in it.
Oh, look, and it's a sad story, and as I said, but hopefully there's some learnings from it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty, Ross, we've got one more song in this. I have picked out Backyard Party.
Yes.
I mean, really, there's nothing better. Yeah, isn't it just? Aren't we lucky in the Highlands today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, yeah.
Excellent. So it sounds like you like the back deck and you like having a few drinks with the family and just very simple times, but just that's how you wind down, is it?
It is. Like I said, we've just sort of always enjoyed each other's company. I think sort of with COVID, everyone sort of missed that as well. So, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to be able to do it. We'll be able to do it in a couple of days. So that's really nice to be able to sort of get out of our own sort of backyard, literally. But, so the song literally comes from that, is that sitting out the back, as I said before, with just mucking around the dogs and, you know, and the wife and the kids and that are here, but missing family, other family and friends. So it was literally just trying to get everyone back on the same page and enjoying, you know, each other's company. That's literally the theme of the song.
Fantastic. Well, we've got that to look forward to. So, Ross, thanks so much for having a chat to us this afternoon. We're really excited to have you as Artist of the Month at Highland FM on 100% Homegrown. Keep pulling that music out. It sounds like you've got something in the works there, and we're really looking forward to your album launch too.
Thanks so much, Lou. Yeah, so we can get the album launched for later in the month. That's the plan, and just hope all your listeners enjoy the songs, and I'm really thankful for Highland FM for supporting us.
Highland FM 107.9.